Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor.
I've got someone special with me here today, and we're going to talk about... What book are we going to talk about?
The Princess in Black and the Giant Problem.
Can you tell me your name and how old you are?
I am Livy Hollins, and I am 11 years old.
Livy, what is this book about?
This book is about, like, the Princess in Black and her friends trying to save the day from a giant monster.
Yeah, and it's written by Shannon Hale and Dean Hale, illustrated by Laywin Pham. What's your favorite part of the book?
My favorite part of the book was when all the superhero kids came, and I just loved that part because it was just really cool reading it.
So, oh wait, I've got to tell you my favorite part of the book. Because do you remember what the giant says?
I really like that part.
Yes, yes. And he says, squashy.
Yes. Yes, he does. I remember that. He said squashy.
Did you say it a specific way in your head every time?
Yeah, well, I read it out loud to my mom. I would always say, squashy.
Is there anything else that you liked about the book?
My favorite part of the favorite part was, like, I liked how it was really diverse. It wasn't just one race of kids. It had all different races. And I liked how everyone helped out and they didn't leave anyone out.
Can you tell grown-ups where they can go get this book?
They can really get it from any bookstore.
Yeah, they can. They can get it from any bookstore or any place online where books are sold. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist fairy tales for a new generation. Before we get started, I have to send a very big thank you to three special Tailblazers: Abby, Vi Vi, and their little brother, Henry. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting Girl Tales. Your stickers are on their way to you. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like to hear your child's name on our next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. And now, on to our episode. This is The Island. Enjoy!
I'd like to tell you about a very special place. It's an island my grandma used to tell me about when I was a kid. The island of Otočić Sveti Ivan, in a country called Croatia, which is in Eastern Europe. Lots of people have visited Otočić Sveti Ivan, which means the island of St. John in Croatian, but not many know its history. Otočić Sveti Ivan is not just an old island. A long time ago, there weren't any people living there, but that doesn't mean it was uninhabited. Otočić Sveti Ivan was the home of powerful magic. That's what my grandma told me. It was magic that had always been there, even before people found or named the island. The magic was in the animals, the rocks, the trees, and every living thing. It was a magic that made the island musical. There was lilting music every day, and every night there was soft seaside music. On Otočić Sveti Ivan, the weather was always good. Even when it rained softly, and just enough for the plants and animals to get the water they needed. And when the rain stopped, the sun would come out. There was a soft westerly wind that made the air smell sweet, and the waves of the sea lapped gently on the shore.
This was a perfect magical island.
That's what my grandma said. The island was in the sea between two large stretches of land. On the eastern stretch of the land, a group of soldiers were in charge of keeping everything magic free. Their leader was named Alonzo, and he did not like magic one bit. Well, one day, a small boat washed up on the side of Otochi Sveti Ivan. Inside the boat was a black woman named Sycorax, and her son, Caliban. You see, Alonzo and the soldiers on the mainland were scared of Sycorax because they thought she was doing magic, and they were afraid of her power. Well, Sycorax was a wizard indeed, but she used her magic for good. When she tried to explain that to the soldiers on the mainland, they wouldn't listen. They just popped her into a boat and shipped her out to sea, which wasn't fair at all. But Sycorax knew that with her magic, she and her young son Caliban would be okay. On the other side of the sea, on the western stretch of land, a group of soldiers were in charge of keeping everything magic-free. Their leader was named Antonio, and he did not like magic at all. Well, the same day that Sycorax landed, another small boat washed up on the other side of the island. Inside the boat was a white woman named Prospera, and she had a daughter named Miranda. You see, Antonio and the soldiers across the sea of the western mainland were scared of Prospera because they thought she was doing magic and they were afraid of her power. Well, Prospera was a wizard indeed, and you can probably guess what happened. The soldiers on the mainland put Prospera and Miranda in a boat, not fair at all, and shipped them out to sea. Their boat washed up on Otochi Sveti Ivan at the same time as Sycorax and Caliban. But they were on opposite sides of the island, so they didn't meet. At least not right away. Well, these two wizards were quite excited when they got to the island, because they could tell that there was magic there. Sycorax and Caliban started to explore, and so did Prospera and Miranda. Soon, Sycorax found a grove of fruit trees, and she and Caliban ate delicious oranges and pomegranates. Prospera found a forest full of berry bushes, and she and Miranda ate delicious blackberries and raspberries. The rest of the day, both families spent time building their homes. Sycorax used her magic to talk with the trees, who bent down and made a shelter for her and Caliban. Prospera used her magic to talk to the stones, who stacked themselves in a circle to make a shelter for her and Miranda. They all settled down to sleep in their new homes, listening to the quiet magic music of the island. The next day, thinking there was no one else on the island, Sycorax let Caliban run and play anywhere he wanted, and Prospera let Miranda run and play wherever she wanted. And can you guess what happened? They ran right into each other. Caliban said, "Ah!" And Miranda said, "Oh!" And they turned and ran back to their moms.
"There's a kid out there," Caliban told Sycorax.
"There's a kid out there," Miranda told Prospera.
Well, Sycorax and Prospera believed their kids and decided to investigate. Sycorax and Prospera didn't have to search very long. Soon, both families found themselves next to a small hot spring. Sycorax and Prospera smiled as soon as they saw each other.
"Sycorax," said Prospera.
"Prospera,"
said Sycorax. They hugged. Their kids were not sure what was going on.
"Caliban, this is Prospera,"
Sycorax explained.
"We went to school together when we were children. We learned to be wizards together. Prospera is the best wizard for talking to stones."
Prospera nodded at Miranda.
Sycorax is the best wizard for talking to trees and plants. We're old friends. Miranda and Caliban were both glad their moms were reunited, but were still a little nervous to meet each other. Miranda is my daughter, said Prospera.
Caliban is my son,
said Sycorax. Miranda waved at Caliban. Caliban waved at Miranda. Their moms chuckled.
Now that we're together,
said Sycorax,
building our homes will be much easier, and exploring the island will be twice as fun.
Sycorax and Prospera walked along together, chatting about their childhoods at wizard school, talking to the trees and to the stones. Caliban and Miranda walked along beside them, thinking about how nice it was to live on an island where all the grown-ups were wizards, and no one could put them in boats and send them away.
It's a lovely story, isn't it?
That's what my grandma would always say, and that's when I knew there was trouble on the way. Back on the mainland where Sycorax and Caliban had lived, there was a group of soldiers who were very scared of Sycorax and her magic. Alonzo was the leader, and he was sure there was only one thing to do.
We must go find Sycorax and put an end to her magic.
Alonzo and the soldiers thought it was the only way to be safe. Meanwhile, on the mainland where Prospera and Miranda had lived, there was a group of soldiers who were very scared of Prospera and her magic. Antonio was the leader, and he was sure there was only one thing to do.
We must go find Prospera and put an end to her magic.
Antonio and the soldiers thought it was the only way to be safe. So, Alonzo and his crew set sail from their land to seek Sycorax. And Antonio and his crew set sail from their land to seek Prospera. Back on Otochich, Sveti Ivan, Sycorax and Prospera were working together to make one big magic house for both families to share. Prospera spoke to the stones, and they formed the walls. Sycorax spoke to the trees, and they formed the ceiling. There was a hot spring nearby for baths. Of course, there were fruit trees, berry bushes, lots of vegetables, and fish to eat. That night, the kids and their moms sat down together to a splendid dinner. Caliban and Miranda listened to Sycorax and Prospera as they remembered their school days and talked about their wizard journeys. They also talked about the special magic of the island and how wonderful it was to be all together. Soon, Caliban and Miranda were starting to drift to sleep, lulled by the music of the island. Their moms took them to their soft, leafy beds, then stayed up there, sharing their learnings and wizard wisdom. The next morning, Caliban and Miranda woke up to a delicious breakfast. Some of the island's magic birds had offered their eggs, and some of the island's magic goats had offered their milk. As they ate, Sycorax and Prospera asked the kids for their input on a big decision. Their moms wanted to stay on the island and live all together, learning together, teaching the kids to be wizards together, reading together, cooking and eating together, all as one big family. They asked Caliban and Miranda if they would like that. Caliban looked at his mom. Then he looked at Prospera and Miranda. He thought. Miranda looked at her mom. Then she looked at Sycorax and Caliban. She thought.
Yes, please,
Caliban and Miranda both said. And so they all agreed. They would live and work and learn together. They would be one big family. Meanwhile, Alonzo and Antonio and their crews were getting closer and closer to the island. Their huge ships were sailing to Otochich Sveti Ivan fast as could be, and big storm clouds followed them. Here's where my grandma would sometimes fall asleep for her afternoon nap. And we'd have to finish the story another day. Luckily, I am still awake and ready to tell you what happens next. A few days after arriving on Otochich Sveti Ivan, Caliban and Miranda were learning their first wizard lessons. They were practicing talking to plants and stones. Caliban had an easy time talking to the stones, and Miranda had an easy time talking to plants, which I always thought was funny because that is the opposite of what their moms are best at. But Sycorax and Prospera started to notice little changes around the island. The gentle breeze became a strong wind. The music, which was sweet, started to sound out of tune. They wondered if it was their magic interfering with the island's own magic. But soon, they realized it was something else. Alonzo and Antonio and their crews arrived on opposite sides of the island at the exact same time. Alonzo wanted to find Sycorax and put an end to her magic. And Antonio wanted to find Prospera and put an end to her magic. As the soldiers arrived, there was a huge storm brewing at the same time. The clouds were dark and swirling, and the waves were wild and crashing. The little island of Otochich Sveti Ivan was caught in a tempest. A tempest is a really big storm. Sycorax and Prospera spotted the ships of Alonzo and Antonio and realized what was happening. They knew that the men were trying to end their magic, and it was hurting the magic of the island. They had to decide quickly what to do. Should they run from the island or stay and fight to protect themselves? They asked Caliban and Miranda, "We want to keep you safe. We want to protect the island. Should we flee this island or stay and fight those men?" Caliban and Miranda looked at each other. The island was the first place they had ever felt at home. The first time they felt truly, truly safe. And they wanted to keep that feeling. "We want to stay and fight." Alonzo and Antonio noticed the bad weather that they had brought with them. But they thought it was caused by Sycorax and Prospera. Alonzo told his crew of soldiers,
"The storm will end when we end Sycorax."
Antonio told his crew of soldiers,
"The storm will end when we end Prospera."
And both crews set out on the island to find Sycorax and Prospera. Meanwhile, Sycorax and Miranda spoke to all the trees. They asked them to protect their home from the soldiers. The trees agreed. Prospera and Caliban spoke to the stones. They asked them to protect the family from the soldiers. The stones agreed. The storm got worse. Alonzo and his soldiers were running all over the island, but every time they got near the family's house, the trees seemed to move and hide it from view. Antonio and his soldiers were running all over the island, but every time they got near the family, stones formed a wall in front of them and protected Sycorax, Prospera, Caliban, and Miranda. The soldiers were getting tired. The island seemed dangerous to them. Suddenly, goats appeared and started stomping on the soldiers' feet. "Ooh, ow, ooh, ah, ow, ooh," the soldiers cried. Then a flock of birds came and pulled the soldiers' hair. "Ow, ow, ooh, whoa, whoa," the soldiers shrieked. Then a huge wind came and started blowing the soldiers around, till the soldiers were so scared they ran back to their ships and set sail for home. But Alonso and Antonio were still on the island. The two men were sure that they had to stop Sycorax and Prospera, even though Sycorax and Prospera hadn't done anything wrong. Alonso was running into trees and trying to chop them down to get past. Antonio was running into stone walls and trying to break them down to get past. The storm was still blowing. Rain started to fall in bucketfuls. Sycorax and Caliban, Prospera and Miranda were all safe in their magic house. But they knew Alonso and Antonio would never stop trying to find them. They came up with a plan to send Alonso and Antonio away from the island forever. Sycorax and Prospera put all their wizard power together, and Caliban and Miranda added theirs, and together they created a glowing sphere. Inside the sphere was a special magic that can only be made from peaceful and loving hearts. Together they carried the big glowing sphere to the middle of the island. Sycorax, Caliban, Prospera, and Miranda sent magic into the sphere with all their strength. The sphere grew and grew, and in every place touched by the light inside, the storm quieted. The rain slowed, the wind became gentle, and when the light touched Alonso and Antonio, they stopped fighting trees and rocks and stood quietly, thinking about what they were doing. The sphere grew as big as the whole island, from end to end, and all the way up to the sky. The dark clouds disappeared, and blue sky filled with sunshine. Alonso and Antonio were touched by the light, and remembered they had families back home that they missed. So they each got in a small boat and started rowing back home across the sea. The giant sphere of light gently faded to a glow, and the island went back to its usual magic. Otochi Tsveti Ivan was safe from the soldiers, and safe from Alonso and Antonio, and was still as magical and wonderful as ever. Sycorax, Prospera, Caliban, and Miranda were all tired. Did you know doing magic is hard work? They went home for an epic afternoon nap. After that, things were pretty calm on the island. Caliban and Miranda kept training to be wizards and became as close as Sycorax and Prospera. They all continued to eat delicious meals, take baths in the hot spring, learn the magic music of Otochi Tsveti Ivan, and they let love and kindness guide their actions.
That was The Island by Tessa Flannery, guest starring Rama Orleans Lindsay, scored by Eli Denby Wood, and produced and performed by me, Rebecca Cunningham.
Hey, grown-ups, we are Kids Listen,
the grassroots organization of kids podcasters, bringing your little ones and you high-quality audio content every day.
And we just got to ask you a question.
If you live in the United States, what's your voting plan for the upcoming election?
Did you know Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd?
Did you know in many states you can vote early?
Did you know that you can vote by mail?
Did you know in many states you can still register to vote if you haven't already?
Head to vote.org now to check and see your status. Find out where you'll be voting, if you plan to vote in person, and if you plan to mail in your ballot, find out the deadline.
Your voice matters. Your vote matters.
That's vote.org. Make your voting plan today.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, I believe in you.
And a princess ain't about the dresses. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember, being a princess ain't about the dresses, being a princess is bigger than a crown, being a kindness.